Thank you, Senator Lee. Mr. Turk, congratulations on your nomination. I wanted to go over, you know, a few very important issues for us at the state of Washington, particularly at Hanford. There's been some changes in how the defense contracts work, particularly with subcontractors. And so one of the goals I think we have is to have a more efficient and effective regime. So in the long term, I think it'll probably be a positive thing. But in the short term, we are seeing some loss of small businesses because of this. So will you commit to work with us on these issues to make sure that during this time of pandemic, we're not losing a core infrastructure? The whole reason why this is important is nobody wants this to be all about big prime contractors. People want other small businesses in the Tri-Cities to get part of the defense contracts. So if the change we're making is about more efficiency, but in the end, we get rid of this layer of small businesses and they're not there to do the subcontracting work, it's not going to be a positive result. So will you work with us to ensure a smoother implementation and to help those small business, the small business infrastructure of the Tri-Cities?
Well, absolutely, Senator Cantwell, and thank you for your years of focus on what is the largest cleanup site and incredibly complicated in the DOE's jurisdiction. I know it's a priority for you. It will be a priority for me if I'm confirmed as Great. Deputy Secretary.
Great. And the I'm going to ask you a couple more questions, sorry.
No worries.
Are you committed to proposing funding for Hanford that aligns with the tri-party agreement milestones, and do you commit to meeting all the tri-party agreement milestones?
I know there's been a lot of frustration with the previous administration to lowball their funding requests here in a way that's not helpful for the process. And I'd certainly look forward to working with Secretary Granholm to make sure that we have the kind of funding, the kind of budgeting to be helpful. Great. And just on your particular circumstances in Hanford, I wanted to get to that. Absolutely look forward to working with you on
that. Right, thank you. And then on HAMR, which is a workforce continuum of opportunity to train and skill the workers on the safety and security they need to do this job, do you support the Hanford HAMR Center?
Well, we need to have our workers safe. We need to have the skills. We need to have the small businesses taken care of, just as you mentioned. So, yes.
Okay. So on, thank you for mentioning the 2020 bill, and I thank my colleague for helping get the grid modernization as part of that. One of the reasons, I think nobody here in the committee would be surprised to know that we've had vulnerabilities to our grid. We've all been trying to focus on it, but certainly the big storm that hit the United States, Uri, that had impacts not just in Texas but in the upper Midwest, caused a lot of problems. I mean, the storm caused rolling blackouts. Everybody's hearing the stories about Texas, but the Midwest Mid-Continental Independent System Operator had problems, and so did the Southwest Power Pool region. So these are issues that people are starting to say. I think the damage from Uri is something like $100 billion. So one of the things we need to discuss is more resiliency and more effectiveness of our grid. There are people that think that we can invest more in transmission and connectivity to help decarbonize, but also reliability and address the risks of cybersecurity that my colleague from Oregon was also bringing up. So do we need to make do you agree with reports that upgrading the transmission capacity, adding new capacity, helps us by both decarbonizing and actually helping lower electricity costs?
Absolutely. The investments we need to make in the grid, and thank you for your leadership on this issue for many, many years, are absolutely critical to achieve our climate change objectives, to achieve our resiliency of our grids, and to make sure that the power stays on even in times of challenge. We need to do better.
So what would you do as deputy to help elevate this issue?
So we've got phenomenal talents at the Department of Energy, not only at headquarters, but throughout the national labs, whether it's PNNL that you know very well, or NREL or others. And we need to take that work. We need to work with our interagency colleagues. We need to work with the Congress and really come up with a much more robust game plan for how we deal with these issues. So I look very forward to working with you on that issue.
Great. Well, I definitely think we need to make more investments. We're going to have another round of discussion on infrastructure. I definitely plan on proposing more investments in the grid as part of that infrastructure goals for the United States. I think Senator Daines is next.